They've cut off their GPS monitoring bracelets and are now on the run. It's a story you're hearing first on KMOX. Our Michael Calhoun continues to track the case of the car break-in thieves.
First, their bond was reduced from $50,000 to $5,000, which they posted and got out. Alderman Jack Coder blamed that on the circuit attorney's office. Now, court records indicate the men have tampered with their GPS ankle bracelets and cannot be found. Coder says it's true.
Since these guys have conveniently fled, we've seen another uptick in car break-ins in the downtown area. Whether it's them or another group, I don't know.
KMOX News called up one of the suspect's defense lawyer, Joel Schwartz.
His intentions are to turn in. He hasn't told me where he is, nor do I want to know at this point.
But he does want a resolution.
What I'd like to do is avoid any additional trouble out there. He has no violence, and I don't anticipate any violence. But there's always the at least potential for violence when somebody has been on the run.
It was a big police operation to track this ring down, and the loot they allegedly stole was enough to fill a room at police headquarters. Officers have been sorting through the items and filing charges as they identify victims, and now officers have to also find the suspects again. Michael Calhoun, News Radio 1120 KMOX.